Well, have you noticed that between the kids and our jobs that the romance is just sort of slipping out of our lives?
Just a minute, Frank. I'm fixing Mark's retainer.
Yeah, I guess it's just my imagination.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Hi.
You're right. We have to make some time just for the two of us.
Exactly. And that's why I have planned a romantic surprise for you. Just keep Saturday night open.
Oh, Saturday night. That's Dana's birthday.
Carol, we have six kids. It's always going to be somebody's birthday.
Well, come on, Frank.
Oh, okay. We'll find another night for romance.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Frank.
Mom, can I talk to you about my birthday? I had a great idea for a party on Saturday night.
Hey, yeah, so did I.
What is it? Oh, let me guess. You want to have a slumber party?
Slumber party? What do I look like, Punky Brewster?
Well, you had one 2 years ago. It was a lot of fun.
I know, but I'm going to be 17 this year. I want to have a more adult party.
What do you mean, more adult party?
Simple, party with no adults.
But Dana, you can't have a party without chaperones.
Why not?
Because you are a teenager and you are not mature enough to have a party without grown-ups.
Fine. That's the way you feel. I won't have a party at all. I'll just do something with Tracy.
Oh, great. Dana doesn't even want me to be with her on her birthday.
Oh, I know, honey, but every cloud has its silver lining. At least you're free Saturday night.
Whites, whites, darks, 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 geeks, geeks, geeks.
Hey, what you doing?
It's my turn to do the laundry, and I'm making sure we don't get any foster crud on our clothes.
Good idea. I'd hate to get their cooties.
Al, drop everything. I need to have this boss washed right away.
You know the rules, glamour puss. No drop-offs after 11 o'clock.
I'll pay you $1.
$2.
Okay, fine. I'll pay you later. Now, this blouse is very delicate, so use cold water, no bleach, and wash it separately.
Got it. Geeks.
Carol?
Hi, honey. Oh, you can put that in the kitchen with the rest of Dana's gifts.
No, this isn't for Dana, honey. This is for you.
For me?
Yeah, well, I know you've been upset because Dana didn't want to celebrate her birthday with you, so I bought you something to cheer you up.
Oh, that's so sweet. You bought this to cheer me up?
Yeah, you put that on and I'll be cheery enough for the both of us.
Thanks, Frank. That's so sweet. But I don't know. I'm just not in the mood right now. Oh, hi, Tracy.
Hi, Mrs. Lambert. Mr. Lambert, nice nighty.
Oh. It was a gift.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Figured out what you want to do for your birthday tonight?
Not yet.
Really? You don't have any plans? Well, you know, if you want a party, I could still go down to party.
Let it go.
Sorry. It's just a thought.
Come on, Trace. Let's go out front and figure out what we're going to do.
Oh, Frank. I can't stand this. She doesn't need me anymore.
Hey, honey. I know it's hard, but you just have to look at the bright side of things.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, the sooner that the baby birds fly off on their own, the sooner Mama Bird can romp around the nest in this cute little red number.
All right, you little creep. Look what you did to my blouse.
What?
It's purple. It was white, and now it's purple!
Look, you wanted me to wash it, I washed it. Now where's my money?
Forget it. I'm not paying you a dime.
Fine, then. I'll just take it out of your hide.
Oh, don't threaten me, Missy. The only reason you're still standing is because I just gave myself a French tip.
Girls, 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 this is barbaric.
Well, strangely exciting.
Still, there must be a better way to solve this.
I know. You guys should go on People's Court.
How are they supposed to get to California?
Well, maybe they don't have to. What if we just stage our own trial?
But who can we get to be the judge?
Barbie's right. What if we can find someone crazy enough to put on a robe and pretend they're Judge Wapner?
Well, when they say highly flammable, they're not kidding.
This is ridiculous. I cannot believe my mother doesn't think I'm mature enough to have a party without adults. Ooh, are those gummy bears?
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea. My cousin works at the Lakeside Inn. Maybe he can get us a room, and we could call a bunch of people and party all night.
Yeah, right. What am I going to tell my mom?
Tell her you're sleeping over at my house.
What are you going to tell your mom?
I'll tell her I'm sleeping over at your house. Trust me, it works. I saw it on Growing Pains.
I don't know.
Come on. Go for it. For once in your life, take a chance.
What the heck? Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's time for me to cut loose. Take a walk on the wild side. Yeah. Be a renegade.
Yes.
Let me just get my water pick. Oh, look. Here's a picture of Dana when she was only 2 hours old.
Whoa, Conehead City.
Oh, and there she's blowing out her candles at her sweet 16.
Wow. You know, Carol, when you look at pictures like this, you realize that life is just like an episode of Gilligan's Island. It's full of ups and downs, but over much too quickly.
Oh, that's so true, Cody. It goes by so fast. You know, one page, Dana's a newborn, and a few pages later, she's 17.
Yeah, and that's just the start. Before you know it, you'll be going off to college, then graduating, getting a job, marrying some guy you hate, moving off to God knows where, sending you pictures of babies you never even met.
Oh, God, it's worse than I thought.
Yeah. Whoa.
Saturday night. Who's ready for a little romance?
Hi, Frank.
Jeez, what happened?
You know, Uncle Frank, I think something's bothering Carol. I could be wrong, but I'm usually pretty tuned into these sort of things.
Here, honey. Are you still upset about Dana?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Just because 17 years ago tonight at exactly 10:47, after almost 14 hours of excruciating labor, I brought a child into this world who now doesn't even want to have a little piece of cake and ice cream with me. Why should I be upset?
Okay, honey, come on. Now, you have got to get your mind off Dana. Now, we're going to go ahead and have that romantic night I promised you. I guarantee it's going to make you feel better.
Thanks, Frank, but I don't think so.
Oh, sweetheart, trust me, it's going to be fun.
Okay, but the last time someone said that to me, I ended up with Mark.
Know half of these people.
For the first time in my life, I feel like a mature, independent person. I answer to nobody. Oh my God, it's my mom! Quick, everybody into the bed!
Dana, relax. It's not your mother. It's probably just the pizzas.
Hi, Pizza Castle.
Get in here. Someone might see us.
I got 6 pizzas. That'll be $49.75.
Okay. Here's 50. Keep the change.
Wow, a whole quarter. Now my mom could have that heart operation.
Wait a second. Here's a buck. Tell him to throw in a kidney. Oh, Frank. Oh,
excited. This is just so romantic.
Yeah, well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, Frank, champagne and dinner. Oh, you are the best.
Well, I know you've been all wrapped up with Dana's birthday, you know, and I figured maybe you needed to be wrapped up in something else, like my arms.
Oh, you have a way with words.
Yeah, I'm okay with words, but, you know, I'm a blue-collar kind of guy. Much prefer working with my hands.
Session. The Honorable Good Man presiding. Arise.
Thanks, little bailiff, dude. Now, this court will work like any other court in America, except we're going to take a short recess at 9 o'clock so the bailiff can put on his jammies.
Hey, I object.
Okay, 9:30, but don't try the patience to this court. Well, dude, I'm strict.
So, how's your salmon?
It's great. I love salmon. So does Dana. It's been her favorite food ever since she was 2 years old.
Honey, I brought you here for a nice romantic evening. And all you do is talk about Dana.
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm trying to relax, but it's not easy.
I know. Hey, listen. Tell you what I'll do. I will give you one of my patented Frank Lambert back massages.
Oh. Oh, I'm so tense.
Yeah, I know. But just 10 minutes of this, and you're going to be a new woman.
Miss Foster said she'd pay you $2 for washing the blouse?
That's correct.
Thank you. You may step down. Your Honor, the defense calls Karen Foster to the stand.
All right. But I'd like to remind Miss Foster that that oath thing is still happening, so don't be slinging it. Know what I'm saying?
I do.
Be seated.
Now, Miss Foster, you claim that your blouse was ruined, and yet you still wore it on your date with Bobby?
Well, yes, but that's because I...
Your Honor, I have here sworn statements from Bobby and 12 other guys at the mall. They all thought Karen looked great in that blouse.
Well, that's not fair. I look great in everything.
Isn't it a fact that 3 of them even asked you for dates? Speak up. We can't hear you. Well?
Okay. I admit it. It's true. It's a curse. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Well.
So what's the verdict, Your Honor?
I find... in favor of everyone.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that even though Al changed the color of your blouse, clearly she didn't ruin it. Ergo, she doesn't have to pay you damages. And you don't have to pay her for washing it. Case closed.
I'll rise.
Man, I don't know how Judge Wapner does it.
I mean, handling the pressure of deciding case after case?
No, I mean, wearing this funky robe all day.
Oh, Frank, thank you. Oh, I'm finally relaxed.
Oh, good. I was starting to lose the feeling in my hands.
Oh, Frank, I know that's been hard work, but I really think it'll be worth it because I am now completely relaxed, completely here, and completely yours. Oh. What is that pounding?
That's the beating of my heart, honey. And you just ignore it.
But Frank, it's a party and it's really loud.
Okay, no problem. I'll go kill them.
Frank, don't you think that's a little drastic?
Carol, I've had 3 hours of the overture. It's time to move on to the symphony.
Frank, if you go over there, you'll just lose your temper. So I'm going to go over there. I'll take care of the people at the party, okay? Okay. I'll be right back.
I'll be waiting.
I told you she's sleeping over my house. And so am I. Excuse me.
I will be speaking with your mother later.
I had a feeling.
Anybody else's mother I should speak to?
Want some cake?
No, I do not want some cake. I cannot believe you would sneak around behind my back.
I didn't have any choice. It was the only way I could have the kind of party I wanted.
But you lied to me. You told me you were at Tracy's. How am I supposed to protect you if I don't know where you are?
Mom, mob informants have less protection than I do. I'm sick of being treated like a baby.
Listen, Dana, when you live on your own, you can do whatever you want. But as long as you live under my roof, you are going to obey my rules, whether you like it or not. Do you understand? Oh, I am so angry with you. I don't even know what to say.
Mom, don't just stare at me. Say something, anything.
It's 10:47.
Okay.
Exactly 17 years ago at this exact time you were born, and here I am giving you the old, as long as you live under my roof speech.
It's okay. I shouldn't have lied to you.
Look, Dana, I know I treat you like a baby sometimes, but to me it seems like it was just a minute ago that you were a baby. I will never forget the way you looked when they handed you to me for the first time. You're all pink and wiggly and so little. And I felt so responsible. And I guess I still do. I know that I may be a little overprotective, but it's just because I love you so much.
I know. I love you too. I'm sorry I lied to you. I know I give you a lot of grief, but you really are a great mom.
Thanks. You're really a great kid. Not a little kid. But, you know, a grown-up lady type of kid.
Got it.
Come on. Frank's across the hall. Let's go get him and we'll drive you home. I'll tell you what. Next year on your birthday, you can have a big party and Frank and I'll stay upstairs. You'll never see us.
No offense, Mom, but next year I'll be 18. I could be on my own and living with a biker by then if I wanted to.
Oh, God. Frank?
Ready or not, here I come.
You're worried about me?